Surah Al-Ahzab, the 33rd surah of the Noble Quran. And we look at verse number 38 onwards. There has been a certain incident that has been narrated with regards to the verses. Zayd bin Harith, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, was the adopted son of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was during the days of Jahiliyyah that he was purchased in the slave in the marketplace of Ukkaz. He was a young boy. What had happened is he was traveling with his mother to visit her family when some Arab raiders had captured him unjustly. He was actually from noble descent, but they took him and sold him off in the marketplace of Makkatul Mukarramah. Thereafter, he was purchased by the family member of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. He was given to Sayyida Khadija, who then gave him to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a present. He lived with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam for a number of years of his life, and his parents continued to yearn for him, looking all over for him, until once during the Hajj season, his one uncle had noticed that he was in Makkatul Mukarramah. He then returned home and came with his father and came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, Allah, give us our son. So I asked, who's your son? So he said, Zayd. So he said, and we're willing to pay so much. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, leave the money, go to him and ask him. If he's willing to go with you, then there's no problem. And when they came to Sayyidina Zayd, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was also there. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, who are these people? And he said, my father and my uncle. And Sayyidina Zayd then was told that you have a choice. If you want, you can go with them, or if you want, you can stay here. And he, subhanAllah, chose to be with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was initially referred to as Zayd bin Muhammad, Zayd the son of Muhammad. Then Allah Rabbul Izzah revealed verses to say that your adopted son should not be referred to that way. He should be called by his original biological father. So that is when it was then changed to Zayd bin Harith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with the instruction of Allah, had instructed that he gets married to Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh, who was the cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She was of a very high, noble descent, and Zayd was a slave. She felt uncomfortable. She felt it below her dignity. She felt reluctant to get married to someone of this caliber. Allah Rabbul Izzah then deals with this issue by saying that وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنُ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ. It is not for a believing man or woman. إِذَا قَضَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُ أَمْرًا. But when Allah and His Messenger has declared a matter, أَيَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَارَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ, that they can have a choice in this matter. This is the instruction that is to be given, and Sayyida Zainab is to submit and to accept and get married to Sayyidina Zayd. وَمَا يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ أَضَلَّ ظَلَالًا مُبِينًا. Whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, then he's gone very, very far astray. Recalling what had happened, they were obviously of different backgrounds, and therefore the Deen of Islam takes into consideration compatibility, and we are by and large advised to marry within our own circle of compatibility, because it just makes it so much easier. You understand her, she understands you. It makes it easier to click, easier to live in harmony and with understanding. Sayyidina Zayd and Sayyida Zainab, there was a lot of difference of opinion in the matter in their marriage, and they were always arguing, and it was then that he then contemplated divorcing his wife. Allah Rabbul Izzah then says, وَإِذْ تَقُولُ الَّذِي أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ. When you said to him whom Allah had shown favor upon, whom he had shown favor, أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ زَوْجَكَ, keep your wife, وَاتَّقِ اللَّهِ, and fear Allah, وَتُخْفِي فِي نَفْسِكَ مَا اللَّهُ مُبْدِيهِ وَتَخْشَى النَّاسِ, and you were concealing in your heart something which Allah wanted to reveal to you. وَاللَّهُ أَحَقُّ أَن تَخْشَى, and Allah is more deserving of the fear that you show your fear to Allah. Do not fear what people are going to say. After it was thought that Zayd would divorce his wife, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam thought that he would marry her. And he thought, what would people say? Allah Rabbul Izzah says that don't worry what people will say. If you're on the truth, then you don't bother about what people will say. فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِنْهَا وَطَرَى. When Zayd accomplished his purpose with the woman, he then divorced her. That is what he wanted to do. And she then set the iddat. زَوَّجْنَاكَهَا. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, we married you to her. This was the nikah performed by Allah Rabbul Izzah. And what was the purpose behind this? لِكَيْ لَا يَكُونَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ حَرَجٌ فِي أَزْوَاجِ أَدْعِيَائِهِمْ. So that there be no restriction on the believers in marrying their adopted sons' wives, meaning ex-wives. إِذَا قَضَوْ مِنْهُنَّ وَطَرَى. If they had divorced them and they were no longer together in the marriage. So the purpose of Allah making this arrangement for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to marry Sayyida Zainab was to put an end to this custom that was prevalent of not marrying one's adopted son's ex-wife. This was baseless, and therefore Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to break that custom. وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ مَفْعُولًا. And Allah's command will be fulfilled. مَا كَانَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ مِنْ حَرَجٍ فِي مَا فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. There is no blame on the messenger for doing what Allah has sanctioned for him. Allah has told him to do this. So if you find it awkward, that is your problem. But he's only acting on Allah's command. Sunnat Allah fil ladna khalaw min qabl. Such was the norm of Allah with those who passed before. Wa kana amru Allah qadaran maqdura. Allah's command is preordained. Allah's command is preordained. So there's nothing wrong in marrying the wife of one's adopted son. Order of Allah is absolute. And when he decides on the matter, it will come to fulfill. So therefore, what is wrong with that? Nothing. الَّذِينَ يُبَلِّغُونَ رِسَالَاتِ اللَّهِ وَخْشَوْنَ وَلَا يَخْشَوْنَ أَحَدًا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Those who convey the messengers of Allah and fear him and do not fear anyone except Allah, Allah is sufficient as their reckoner. So the Anbiya, they carried out the injunction of Allah to the letter, to the T. And they did it exactly as Allah Rabbul Izzah had expected from them. And for that, they will be rewarded abundantly. So this is the verses in which this episode is referred to. And the message from these verses is really, we need to submit unconditionally to the instructions and the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzah.